Glory to Jesus Christ. Last Friday we started Nativity Fast, these 40 days of preparation for the feast of the Nativity of our Lord. And probably, as always, this fasting season raised some question in us. How should I live? How should I spend this fast? And many times we make this decision, many times we say, well, I will keep this Wednesday and Fridays with our meat. Or we say, and we do this. And or we say that, well, I will go all 40 days without meat. And we do this. Or we say that, well, I will go even more strict. And I will fast in that way, that I will feel hunger in these days. And we do this. But then in the end of the fast, we have some kind of satisfaction that we accomplish something, that we finish something, that we succeeded. But somehow in the depths of our heart we feel, but what good this fast brought to us? What is the sense of this denying food to my body? I mean, many times we cannot find answer why we are supposed to do this. The problem is that many times we forget that fast, I mean, to put restriction on quantity and quality of food is and must be connected with prayer. If we fast only and put restriction and we don't add prayer to this, nothing happens. There is no spiritual benefit in there. But not only prayer is required. What is required in this season, it is fast connected with prayer, that I am trying to pull my heart closer to God, to try to understand way how He thinks, what He expects from me. And the result is changing of my mind, or changing of settings, how I live, what is in my life. And I think that it's very good that we got this reading in the beginning of this Philip's fast today, this reading about this rich man. And we can notice in this parable that God doesn't say anything about his sins. He doesn't describe him as a sinner who did something wrong. Actually, we would see him if we look through like lens of this world in which we live. This world would say this man was very wise because he took care about his future. And we cannot accuse him that he was lazy, because to get this huge harvest, you have to prepare at first field. You have to put seed there. You have to take care of that field. You have to wait, and even harvest itself is very difficult work, hard work. So he worked very hard to provide for his future. What is wrong on this to think this way, that I am doing and putting my efforts to provide ourselves to have some kind of comfortable life? We are doing that. Many people do this, and we call those people wise. My friend priest, he told me about one of his parishioner, and he said, well, this guy was working all life very hard because he wanted to enjoy retirement. And it all now he moved to Florida, and you know what? He already bought a fishing boat, and now he's going to enjoy life. We would say, oh, wise man. He worked hard, and now he can enjoy fruit of his work. But look, God says those people who think this way, the same word, same, he gives these people the same title as he gave to this rich man. And this title is fool. Those people are who are wise in the eyes of this world are not wise in the eyes of God. Because God teaches us not to provide, not to take care too much about things of this world, but to concentrate on getting rich for heaven, for eternal life. And many times this slips from our mind. We don't think about eternal life very often. Many times we think that it will come automatically, and for sure, God for sure has open doors and open arms for everybody, whatever, however we lived, whatever was in our mind, whatever was our desire, everybody will be there. But it's not true. This is not true, because gospel says different things. But world gives us, through huge pressure, some kind of understanding of these last things or eternal things in that way which fits this worldly intention to be provided for this earthly life. We feel this pressure from each side during the world that they push us to be wise for this life. They push us to create paradise here on earth and not to care about paradise in eternal life. And we can feel from each side, even we influence each other in this way through our examples many times, through our acting. And this is something what puts wrong settings to our mind, that we are not open for God, we are not open for His grace, we cannot understand His mysteries, we cannot somehow come to the depth of His thinking. We just treat Him like a good fellow who is somewhere in distance, and when we need, we'll call upon him, and many times we are upset if he doesn't fulfill our wish immediately. But this is not Christianity. This is not how we are called to live as Christians. And this is what I mean. This changing of settings of life, this changing of mind during Great Fast, this is something what should happen in this season of fast. That when we are a little bit cut off from this worldly pleasure through hunger, through this denying food, which is connected with prayer, which opens our inner eyes for God's mysteries. And then we are able to think deeper about our life, about God's words, and to change our attitudes. I recall one very good advice, at least I consider it good, which one priest, he gave this advice in the beginning of Great Fast and the beginning of Nativity, Philip's Fast again, again, each year. I think that it is good advice. What he gave through homily before this fast started, he said, how to live this fast, he said to his parishioners. You got 40 days of fasting. How are you supposed to live these 40 days? Put to your mind the thought that those 40 days are last 40 days of your life in this world. When those 40 days of your life are over, God will call you to eternity. Live with the thought, use these 40 days to prepare well, to try understand that what God says you, because in your mind you will be keeping that on this 40th day, you will stand in front of your judge and you will give account from whole your life. And it added, God might call you. He can take it seriously. He can call you after these 40 days. But it is good because you will be ready for eternal life. But if God makes decision that he will keep you longer on this earth, you will be changed. You will be transformed. You will know God better than before. And I can tell you that if you try to follow this advice, it is life-changing thing. You will see that there will be no sacrifice big enough to undertake. You will see that you will have this desire to pray more. You will find out these passions in your heart and you will start to have this huge desire to ask God for forgiveness, to change, to get them out. There will be really force in your heart for changing of some things you left unnoticed during whole life. If you try it, you will be changed. Trust me. So it is up to us if we use this advice and to go through this fast this way. Well, there are other ways how we can spend this fast, but each way should lead us to those three things. Fast, it means restriction on food in order to pray, to better pray, to get better prayer. And fast, this connection with prayer will give us power and ability to see what is important and change settings of our mind, change way how we live our life, how to be ready. More ready to meet our Lord. Amen.